freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231, toll free, 800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
We're kicking off hour number three here until 10 o'clock Eastern Time. Anything goes, political, personal, whatever's on your mind at 1-800-259-9231. Join us online at freetalklive.com and check out the bulletin board system we've got there. Thousands of posts, hundreds of people interacting, and it's all for free. It's like the online playground for Free Talk Live, so be sure you go and check that out at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project. It's your only chance for liberty in your lifetime. For more information about the Free State Project, give them a call toll-free at 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604, or go to freestateproject.org.
Well, we were talking about a story last hour about Alabama and passing a law against gays, the gay literature, and here's kind of, I guess, a similarly themed story. It's sexual, of a sexual nature, although it's a bit of good news, actually, from Jefferson City, Missouri. The state Supreme Court on Tuesday has overturned the sexual misconduct charges of a former priest and elementary school counselor, ruling that the state law under which he was charged was unconstitutionally broad. Now, they mentioned he's a former priest. That's got my wheels turning already. What do you think the charges were for? What do you think this former priest was charged with sexual misconduct for? Was he exposing himself? Touching himself in front of minors? What do you think he was doing, Manwich?
One of those things comes to mind.
Something lewd and lascivious. Well, on a 4-3 decision, the court ruled that there is insufficient evidence to prove that James Bean, a counselor at St. Louis's Patrick Henry Elementary School in 2000 and 2001, committed sexual misconduct when he urinated in a school bathroom in front of three male students.
What?
He urinated in a school bathroom in front of three male students.
How would that be sexual misconduct?
I have no idea. And apparently the Supreme Court has decided that it's not. 4-3 decision,
4-3,
though.
They were split.
Meaning there were three people that thought that it was sexual misconduct.
What?
He had worked as a counselor in the city schools.
We need more facts.
Here you go. For more than a decade before resigning at the time of his arrest. Isn't that sad? He gets arrested, and instead of trying to keep his job, he goes ahead and just resigns. And just gives up. Poor old man. Anyway, he was dismissed from the priesthood in 1977 over allegations of sexual abuse. To commit sexual misconduct by indecent exposure, state law requires that the genital exposure was done, quote, in a manner that would cause a reasonable adult to believe that the conduct is likely to cause affront or alarm to a child less than 14 years old. The court's majority opinion, written by Special Judge Charles So-and-so, stated that there's no evidence Bean's urinating in front of the boys caused them to suffer affront or alarm. Blackmar also called the state's sexual misconduct statute patently unconstitutional and too broad, because any man using a restroom in front of children younger than age 14 could be charged with sexual misconduct. He said, the law fails to consider someone's intent and, quote, leaves adults in a state of uncertainty about how they may take care of their biological needs without danger of prosecution when a child is present in the same public restroom. Translation, it means adults would be scared S-less. Male adults would be scared crapless of going and standing in front of a urinal in a public restroom. I mean, really, was this guy facing the boys and kind of like aiming toward them, or was he going to the bathroom? You know? Okay,
so he had
a history where he was alleged that he had sexually abused somebody back in the 70s. But that does not tie into this at all.
Let's accuse him and try him and for his sexual abuse in the 70s, then.
And what I want to know, and what this article doesn't address, is where did these charges come from in the first place for this guy? Did one of these kids go rat him out for going to the bathroom in front of them? What on earth could possibly have brought charges upon this man for urinating in a public restroom?
It is very strange. I'll tell you, we've gotten hypersensitive about adults and kids and sexuality. It's gotten very strange. I remember I was out, I went to a campground. I was at a campground with my, at the time, fiancé.
Mm-hmm.
And I went to use the facilities of this campground because they had bathrooms nearby. And a little boy was in there. And he, Let's see. I was using the restroom, but I think that he had come out of the stall and he wasn't able to get his zipper up.
Got it.
You know, I mean, this happens to little boys. You know, their hands don't work right.
Worse when you get caught in the zipper, but okay, go ahead. It's
certainly bad.
Yeah.
But you know, he wanted some help. And
uh-oh.
Yeah, that's what I've said. I'm like, oh, he. I don't know those people out there. Yeah, you know. That's kind of where I was stuck.
He asked you for help with the zipper.
He asked me for help with the zipper.
Oh, poor kid.
And you know, any reasonable person, you know, 10 or 15 years ago would have done it.
Right, but what you were concerned about, and rightfully so, was that you would say, "All right, kid, here, you know, lean down, get down on your knees and grab his, you know, grab his."
I don't know about get down on my knees, but
well, you'd have to bend over. I mean,
right.
Kid, you have to bend over, grab his zipper, and at that moment, somebody else walks through the door and sees you.
I think that
messing around with some strange kid.
I think that worst, that even worse would be, you know, the kid says, mentions something to the parents about, you know, having trouble with the zipper or something
that. Yeah, or
and the guy helps him, and then you know, the parents, of course, you know, get state funding to take the kid to the psychologist because he's messed up. The psychologist manages to backtrace the kid or whatever they call that. You know, they hypnotizes him and how the awful radio talk show host fondled him in the bathroom and you know, just creates this whole thing.
It could have all went down like this. You could have helped the kid with his zipper. Everything was fine. You left the bathroom and you were at a campground, and so you know, for all you know, you could have been just walking around with your fiance later on, and then the kid's over with his parents. Hey, daddy, that's the man, that's the nice man that helped me with my pants in the bathroom
when I couldn't
Excuse
get
me,
them
son?
Zipped up.
yeah I totally understand that.
Yeah, I mean, and there was nothing to do, you know. I
just didn't know. Then you get arrested in your tent by some cops while you're on your honeymoon.
I just didn't know what to do about the situation. I was I was scared.
Not cool. Well,
and I should be able to help this little boy,
right,
you know, in a bathroom, get his zipper up. I mean, it is just a practical situation where his fingers don't work the same as mine do. I've had mine 34 years.
Years
I'm better
of experience.
At it. And I couldn't help this kid. Because I was in
what
fear for my own safety. I'm like, you're gonna have to get your dad. You gotta get your daddy.
Right.
You know, I can't help you. You've gotta get your daddy to help you.
In an opinion by Judge Laura Denver Stith, the three dissenting judges agreed that the law is too broad, saying it applies only to those who knowingly cause affront or alarm to a child. Stith continued that there was sufficient evidence to find Bind guilty on two counts of sexual misconduct. And Bynes' attorney says that his client did nothing wrong by using a urinal in a school restroom. And I got to agree with that.
Yes, me too.
You know, this all stems from this puritanical attitude that the United States still has in this country. I mean, we had the Puritans land here a couple hundred years ago, and we still haven't gotten away from the idea that pee-pees and vaginas are bad. You shouldn't see them. They're scary for kids. It would cause affront or alarm to see somebody's genitalia. We were talking. There's a sexually related thread on the bulletin board system right now, which is pretty heated. And
it's bbs.freetalklive.com.
It's freetalklive.com, the bulletin board system. And, you know, in that system, I got a vasectomy, man, which. There's pretty much a 0.001% chance that I'll ever sire a child. And for that to happen, the little tubes would have to reconnect themselves on the inside.
Or,
okay?
You know, that certainly you could come to your senses someday and, you know, have them reattached.
No. No. If I ever want a kid, I'll have to adopt the kid. But if I ever had a kid, I would raise that child to totally be accepting towards sexuality and totally not be freaked out by nudity. I mean, we are so uppity in this country. We are so strung up on these ideas that Janet Jackson's breasts, a man's penis, he's going to the bathroom. Hide the kids. Run. Free Talk Live. More coming back.
Heart disease continues to be the leading cause of death in America. Why? Haven't people heard about the positive effects of Cartavite? Cartavite drops and capsules were designed to improve your cardiovascular health and circulatory well-being. The all-natural ingredients in Cartavite begin immediately working to increase metabolism in your heart muscle tissue, mitigating heart rhythm abnormalities, and improving oxygen and blood flow in the heart. Right now, as a special for GCN listeners, you'll get a 4-month supply for only $99 plus shipping, a 30% savings off the regular price. This offer is only for a limited time, so call now 1-877-928-8822. Cartavite drops and capsules may help improve your circulation and cardiovascular health, but that's up to you. Take the first step with Cartavite. Call toll-free 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com for more information. Don't let heart disease beat you. Beat the odds and do your body right with Cartavite.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw of free enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
We all know how important it is to remember Mother's Day this May the 8th. For one that's done so much for us throughout our lives, Mother's Day is the real opportunity to say, thanks, Mom, for all that you've done for me. Say thanks with a bouquet from theflowerplace.com. They're one of the top online florists, and they take their work very seriously. When you call to order flowers for your mom this Mother's Day, you'll be talking to a real florist, not some kid in the boiler room. And not only do they have many choices on their website, theflowerplace.com, but they can also make a special custom arrangement for your special mom. And most importantly, they don't raise their prices for the holidays. So you can enjoy their everyday low prices this Mother's Day. TheFlowerPlace.com. 1-866-355-0023. 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. From and to 185 countries, including the U.S. and Canada. TheFlowerPlace.com. 1-866-355-0023. 1-866-355-0023.
It was a human tragedy and a legal dispute that rocked the nation that could have been avoided with a simple living will. Something for you to think about and do something about. A living will can be yours as part of the Master Estate Kit for only $39.95. Simple directions show you how to complete a living will that guarantees your wishes will be followed in case of an irreversible illness or injury. Valid nationwide and fully guaranteed, the Master Estate Kit also includes a legal will kit and power of attorney kit that covers both financial and health care needs. Have a charge card handy and call 1-800-810-1234. To order your living will kit, the complimentary will kit, and the power of attorney kit, pay only $39.95 plus shipping for the complete master estate kit. Call 1-800-810-1234. That's 1-800-810-1234.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231. Toll-free. You take control and bring up anything. It's Ian here with you. And, man, with this Saturday night edition, that means we're actually here live until 10 o'clock Eastern time. You can join us online at freetalklive.com. Check out the archives. Last 6 days of the show, fully archived and described, downloadable to your computer absolutely free via direct download or via the podcast version of the show. It's all free at freetalklive.com. And, of course, you can join us on the phones, 1-800-259-9231. We've been talking about, sexual repression here for the past half hour or so, or maybe even more. You've got a legislator in Alabama that wants to ban gay books. You got a guy in Missouri who was taking a pee at a urinal in a public restroom.
At a school.
that he worked at and apparently was charged for indecent exposure or something like that. Luckily, that decision was overturned. But now, from FARC.com, a story from, looks like Boulder, Colorado. One Boulder middle school has instituted a ban on PDAs. Not a Palm Pilots or other handheld devices, but public displays of affection.
This is the no-hugging story.
Centennial Middle School administration says there's just too much hugging going on, and it's gotten out of control.
Out of control hugging.
The students are...
What's that look like?
The students are not happy about it. Centennial Middle School 8th grader Noah Han asked the Boulder Daily Camera, I mean, how are you supposed to say bye to your girlfriend?
That's right, Noah, nicknamed the Hand.
The school has officially banned hugs in the hallways. Students say administrators have asked them to high-five instead. See you later, baby!
Yeah, that's kind of funny.
Centennial Assistant Principal Becky Escamilla said teachers were concerned about some students' behavior and asked for an official policy on in-school affection. No students would have been punished under the new rule, and it's unclear what the punishments would be. Most schools have rules about showing affection, according to Ellen Miller Brown, the Boulder Valley School District's middle-level bureaucrat.
Certainly. You can't have them copulating in the hallways.
Obviously not. Some Centennial students have started a petition called Hugs Not Drugs, asking the school to strike down the ban. But for now, the students will have to follow the age-old adage of keeping their hands to themselves. No more hugging! It's getting out of control! You stop showing affection for one another. We should all be cold and calculating.
Now, I want to know, in high school...
This is middle school.
This is a middle school?
This is a middle school.
I'm certain that... Are you sure of that?
Absolutely certain.
I thought for sure it was high school. My point is invalid. I was just going to say, in high school, students could actually be married to each other.
Yeah, that's true.
And
possible. Unlikely, but possible.
No. Unlikely at the school you went to.
Really?
Certainly not unlikely at many, many high schools across America. Yeah. Students can be married to each other. And then what kind of PDA can you outlaw? You know? Husband, wife. Before they go to class?
We are so sexually repressed. It is unbelievable. 1-800-259-9231. Let's change directions. Let's focus on Homeland Security.
Oh, boy.
And which... this one from Ted Rawl. This article sent to us by a listener. And you can email the show at ftl@freetalklive.com. They then came for the children. Yes, the feds have arrested girls for teen snottiness. They've vanished into the netherworld of a Homeland Security gulag. Their story has already disappeared from the headlines. But the shocking case of two 16-year-old girls from New York City arrested a month ago ought to inspire outrage among every American worthy of the name. Since the government's reasons for the girls' imprisonment could apply to virtually any teenager, it should also spark fear. Like many rebellious teens, I fought with my mother. Local police called to my home during at least one particularly impressive clash of wills and voices, talked us back into the land of the calmly reasonable, and then they left. I think a lot of people have had incidents with their parents as they were growing up, especially in their teenage years, yes?
I've certainly raised my voice at my mother in my teenage years.
I know.
I don't recommend it. I think it's something you'll regret later in life. I think that the best thing to do is... just follow your parents' rules till you get out.
I don't agree with that. I got in a number of arguments with my mom as a teenager, and I don't necessarily regret any one of them. I quite enjoyed standing up for myself, and it was really...
I'll bet you did.
It was really a lot of fun to get in an argument and watch her get all bent out of shape and yell and scream, and I was just, I kept calm, and it seemed clear to me who was winning the argument. The person who is yelling and screaming is usually not. So I was... fairly cocky, I suppose, about that.
Yeah, you're a jerk.
Anyway, like many young people, I was fascinated by morbid, violent subjects. After I turned in an essay depicting a political assassination from the killer's viewpoint, my creative writing teacher sent me to talk to my guidance counselor. After I assured him that I had no desire to knock off any politicians, he returned me to class. I remember when I was in fourth grade, I wrote a violent fiction story. Everyone in the class was supposed to write a fiction story.
Yeah.
And mine was excessively violent, liberally borrowing characters and situations from movies like Aliens and Predator and things like that. And I was pulled out of class.
And the stuff that was the stuff that interested you.
Yes, it was.
And certainly to say that young boys are not interested in violent movies would be really inaccurate.
You're right.
There's going to be some violence in the new upcoming Star Wars that's coming out, and you can believe that boys are going to flock to see that.
Well, in this case, we're talking about two 16-year-old girls who were arrested by the feds. Well, a quarter century later, my mom and I are best friends, and I haven't done anything to the Secret that the Secret Service ought to worry about. Right now, however, two girls from New York City are rotting in a home security prison in Pennsylvania.
Homeland Security?
Yeah. Homeland Security prison for doing nothing more than I did. One of them for fighting with her parents and writing an essay, and the other is accused of being that other girl's friend. In early March, the New York Times reported on April 7th, the one girl's parents, quote, went to the local police station house in the Queens Village neighborhood because their daughter had defied their authority. Things calmed down, and the parents, believing their daughter had been scared straight, asked the NYPD to forget the whole thing. Just, we came, you did your job, thank you very much. Well, unfortunately, it was too late for that. Without a warrant, I can't believe we haven't heard about this up until now, because it's been over a month since it's happened. Without a warrant, NYPD detectives and federal agents burst into the girl's home. No wonder they don't have time to look for Osama, where they searched her belongings and confiscated her computer and the essays that she had written as part of a homeschooling program, say her family. One essay concerned suicide. The essay asserted that suicide is against Islamic law. That was the point of the essay. The family happens to be Bangladeshi.
Okay.
And that means that they're also happen to be Muslims. Now we're seeing where this is going. That, coupled with the mere mention of suicide bombing in her essay, was enough to put the fuzz on high alert. Mm. Even though the theory of her essay was that suicide's against Islamic law. But because she mentioned suicide bombing, and because she's a Muslim, let's just ignore all the context and put this girl in handcuffs, because she's clearly a threat to our way of life here in America.
Well, I'll tell you, if she wasn't if there's no chance that she was going to be a suicide bomber beforehand, yeah, there's a good chance she might want to do it now.
Although she's conservative and devout, the girl and her parents vigorously deny that she is an Islamist extremist. Not that such opinions are illegal, but this is post-9/11 America, and post-9/11 America is out of its mind. Based solely on an essay written by one of the two, the FBI says that both girls are, quote, an imminent threat to the security of the United States based upon evidence that they plan to become suicide bombers. Can you believe this? This and the guy that points a laser at an airplane and all of these vicious, violent criminals being taken off the streets by our federal government. If you have an opinion, 800-259-9231, it's Free Talk Live. Take control.
Been a while since you've seen the dentist? Kids need braces? Can't afford dental care? Then log on to dentalplans.com and discover huge savings on dental care for you and your family. Dentalplans.com has a vast selection of discount dental plans nationwide, starting as low as $79.95 per year. And with the largest group of combined networks and participating dentists in the nation, you'll find a quality dentist right in your neighborhood. Finally, the solution America needs, the freedom to choose from over 30 discount dental programs from industry leaders like Aetna, GE, Patriot, and many more. Oral surgery, dentures, crowns, fillings or braces, cleanings, exams, and even cosmetic dentistry. Take care of your teeth and enjoy a healthy, beautiful smile. Don't wait. Join now for 3 additional months free. Use coupon code GENESIS to save an extra 10% off your new dental plan today. Call toll-free 888-632-5353. That's 888-632-5353. Or log on to dentalplans.com right now.
The 2004 Libertarian presidential candidate, Michael Badnarik, is a Free State Project member. The Free Talk Live crew are all members of the Free State Project. Thousands of people from the United States and the world are Free State Project members. What do these individuals know that you don't? We know that you can have liberty in your lifetime. We're all moving to what may be the freest state, New Hampshire. Once there, we will reduce government and expand the free market. You deserve to be free, and we will be free. Join the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. Call 888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org. That's 888-532-4604 and freestateproject.org. If you believe in individual freedom, personal responsibility, and limited government, and are ready to do something about it, call 888-532-4604 now or log on to freestateproject.org.
JLS Research, founders of a revolutionary new all-natural deodorant, wants to get up close and personal with you. You wear deodorant, right? Well, let's hope you do. You obviously wear it to cover up that embarrassing underarm odor. Well, why mask the odor when you can completely eliminate the bacteria which causes the odor in the first place? Check out this new product. It's called No BO, and you won't believe how effectively it works. I know, you're wondering, how can you trust No BO to eliminate your embarrassing body odor? Look, the creator of No BO understands what you're going through. She knows you want a safe deodorant that contains no aluminum, preservatives, chemicals, or petroleum-based products. She also knows that while you want it all natural, you want it very effective. That's why she had to search 40 years to find this all-natural product that actually soothes the skin while it attacks bacteria. Try No BO. It comes with a 100% money-back offer. No BO is so highly concentrated, a little goes a long way. Give them a call at 888-881-NO-BO. Check out their website at no-bo.com. Come on, it's time for you to enjoy the sweet smell of success with No BO. That's no-bo.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, take control of the show. You can hijack the airwaves. Bring up anything. The Saturday night edition, we're here till 10 o'clock Eastern Time. Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
You can also, of course, join us via the internet at freetalklive.com, where we've got the Shrine of Female Listeners with dozens of ladies who've sent us their photograph. Some of them have sent us a validated photo, which means they've proven in their picture that they listen to Free Talk Live. Now, we just got one that came in last night from a allegedly validated Shriner. However, there's somebody out there that keeps trying to fool us with fake validated Shriners. This one looks like a fake to me. Johnson agrees that it's a fake. And what we're going to do is we'll put it up on the website over the weekend, and you'll be able to... I'll send out an update about it tomorrow and when it goes online. And then you'll be able to go and vote as to whether or not you believe it's fake. A lot of these fakers, we've actually... our listeners have actually rooted out the original photograph that somebody... Mm-hmm. took and doctored and tried to make it look like the person in the photo listened to Free Talk Live. So it's a lot of fun, and it's one of the features that we have at freetalklive.com.
Well, you know, one thing's for certain is whoever the faker is out there, or if there's several, I don't know, they're going to get better as we expose them each time. So sooner or later, the fakers are going to get through.
We'll see about that. I think we've done a good job keeping them out so far.
Yeah, I think so.
Anyway, you want to comment on any of this, 800-259-9231, and actually you can also... bring up whatever you want, like Al in Texas. Al, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Manwich. You just don't get enough punishment from us, Al. You got to keep coming back for more.
Yeah, that's true. You've got
your pet issue, and you like to talk about it. What's on your mind?
I was going to take that and dovetail that into something a little bit different.
Okay.
Dovetail away.
But first of all, I was going to say corporal punishment. First of all, let me just say a little bit about what's happening now in schools and how all of the taxpayers are really having to pay a heck of a lot more property taxes now, because what they're doing with these unruly students is they have what they call alternative schools now.
Yeah.
And what they do is they take these kids who probably should have been put in their place a long time ago, and they put them in these very highly controlled schools where you have like one teacher for every two or three students. They're surrounded by cops, just unbelievable manpower needed to try and control these kids who just have never, ever been controlled in the schools. And consequently, what happens is, it's costing the taxpayers unbelievable money. That's why our property taxes are going up, to pay for these darn schools like that. And, you know, when I was a kid, you know, I was born and raised down there in South Florida myself. And, you know, let me tell you something. When Coach Hadley pulled out the Board of Education, you know, let me tell you something. People got in line. And, you know... It might not be the nicest of things, but, you know, sometimes reality in this world isn't the nicest thing in the world.
Al, I support being able to paddle your kids. Here's what I don't support, and I just don't think it works. You're taking it as a premise that you can beat kids into good behavior, and I think you can in the short term. But I don't think you're going to create good citizens by taking a kid from a bad home who acts out at home and who's just in general a reprobate, and you're going to beat him in school and get him to act right. The fact is, the kid should just be expelled and not be around other children.
Do you agree with that, Al?
I kind of do in a way, but unfortunately, you know, I don't think our bureaucrats are going to go along with that. And then what are we going to do with these children? That are running the streets when they should be in school. You know, I mean, that creates more.
Well, first of all, I agree with you, Al, that the bureaucrats aren't going to be able to handle what Manwich just suggested, which is why we need to end government control of education altogether. Now, if you're worried that the... Are you concerned that if we end government involvement in education that these reprobate kids will just not go to any schools, period, because their parents just don't care enough to send them there? Is that what you're concerned with?
No, I'm just concerned with controlling reprobate kids.
Well, if the reprobate kids...
actually reprobate, people in general. Unfortunately, the reality, I think, of history has shown us that you need violence, unfortunately, to control these people.
Well, I concur that you do need violence to control a criminal element.
What you need is the threat of violence, not necessarily... Now, if you've got reprobate kids that aren't going to school and they are, as you put it, Al, running around in the streets during the daytime... They're going to have to be running around near somebody's private property, and therefore if they come on somebody's private property and that private property owner doesn't want any reprobate kids on his property, he can then use the force that you're talking about, threatening them with like gunshot wounds to have them leave his property. And so if we restore full gun rights and we get the government completely out of the education system, our kids that deserve an education will be able to get it through the free market and they'll get the best education possible. The kids that don't want to be educated shouldn't be forced into it.
Well, that doesn't sound bad. I mean, I think that probably one of the largest problems with education is the government bureaucracy.
Agreed. That is the largest problem. And
yeah.
The reason why is because it's centrally controlled. It's
exactly.
Communist.
That's correct.
It's one of the 10 communist planks that the government control education. Central control did not work for food distribution, and food distribution is just as critical as education. Why are we allowing the government to handle this critical aspect of society? Is there any wonder why in the last 50 years of control of the Department of Education, our test scores have continued to plummet? We used to be number one in the world in education, and now we're nowhere even close since government has gotten involved. Al, thanks. We're glad we agree. We'll talk to you again. 800-259-9231. Let's go to Mike in Delaware. Mike, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Manwich. Hello.
How do you guys value a good handshake?
Come on, Mike. Didn't you hear our old podcast on that one? We already touched on this topic. But to recap, handshakes are important, especially in American society. And a good handshake, a good firm handshake, I think... conveys a lot of information about a person.
And don't try to crush anybody's hand. It's not an Indian leg wrestling
right.
match.
Exactly. Mike, did you have anything else on your mind? Good one. 800-259. We haven't had a call like that.
We haven't had a prank call in a long time. That's sweet.
I don't know if that was really a prank call.
Oh, what did you gasp for breath and drop the phone?
I don't. So let's get back to the story about the teenagers. Two 16-year-old girls from New York City arrested by the feds for being potential terrorists. According to the FBI, actually, here we go. Quote, an imminent threat, these girls,
uh-huh.
An imminent threat to the security of the United States based upon evidence that they plan to become suicide bombers. That's what the FBI wrote about these two teenage girls. Now, what are they basing this claim on? The fact that one of these girls wrote an essay about suicide. But the point of the essay was to point out that suicide is not in coherence with Islamic law. It is against Islamic law. She was making the point that the law of Islam does not support suicide bombing. However, the FBI apparently just can't register sentences and paragraph structure through their heads and figure out what this girl was writing about, so they went ahead and raided her house and arrested her and her friend. The feds admit that they have no evidence to back their suspicions. Absolutely.
We don't care about it, no stinking evidence.
There are doubts about these claims, and no evidence has been found that such a plot was in the works, one Bush administration official told The Times. The arrest took place after authorities decided it would be better to lock up the girls and wait and see. Oh, better to lock them up than wait and see if they decided to become terrorists. Another one told the New York Post.
You know, that kind of logic could be used on anybody.
The same logic, indeed, could be used to justify locking up any old Muslim, or anyone at all. Because we might all become terrorists someday, Manwich. And maybe that's the idea here. More coming up. 800-259-9231. You take control of the show and bring up anything. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
Wolf Free Talk Live on the way. 800-259-9231.
We all know how important it is to remember Mother's Day this May the 8th. For one that's done so much for us throughout our lives, Mother's Day is the real opportunity to say, thanks, Mom, for all that you've done for me. Say thanks with a bouquet from theflowerplace.com. They're one of the top online florists, and they take their work very seriously. When you call to order flowers for your mom this Mother's Day, you'll be talking to a real florist, not some kid in the boiler room. And not only do they have many choices on their website, theflowerplace.com, but they can also make a special custom arrangement for your special mom. And most importantly, they don't raise their prices for the holidays. So you can enjoy their everyday low prices this Mother's Day. TheFlowerPlace.com. 1-866-355-0023. 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. From and to 185 countries, including the U.S. and Canada. TheFlowerPlace.com. 1-866-355-0023. 1-866-355-0023.
Do you have $10, $20, $30,000 or more in credit card debt that's suffocating your bank account and your lifestyle? If you think bankruptcy is the only way out, then pay close attention, because relief is on the way. Debt Relief USA at 800-509-3201 will negotiate with your creditors and settle your credit card debt for about half of what you now owe without filing bankruptcy. Debt Relief USA has been helping people just like you regain control of their financial future. In most cases, you can be debt-free in less than 36 months.
I owed so much on my credit cards, I could barely make the minimum monthly payment. We talked about filing bankruptcy, but I was concerned about my credit. That's when I called Debt Relief USA. They set up a plan for me where I could settle for just 40% of what I owed. I'm back in control of my life, and I owe it all to Debt Relief USA.
Call Debt Relief USA today for your free consultation. 800-509-3201. Pay your creditors and avoid bankruptcy. Call now. 800-509-3201. 800-509-3201.
For some time now, many people have heard of the benefits of Oregacin, Oreganol, Oregamax, and the many other health products from North American Urban Spice. Dr. Cass Ingram has stated,
extracts of wild oregano, notably the P73 oil, in particular the P73 Oregacin, completely obliterate the human cold virus in 20 minutes in one dose with a 100% kill.
Health and well-being can be achieved by using the all-natural Urban Spice products from North American Urban Spice. Call 877-817-9829 to order or ask for a free catalog. The oils, juices, and capsules manufactured by North American Urban Spice are from the finest raw materials in the world, which is why North American Urban Spice is recognized as the leader in natural herbal products.
The herbal medicine has the exact frequency, the exact chemistry to kill any germ.
Call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829 and start down the road to herbal health. Herbs and spices or doctors and drugs, the choice is yours. Call 877-817-9829 to order your North American Urban Spice products today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com. Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231, here till 10 o'clock Eastern Time, and anything goes. You can join us online at freetalklive.com, where we can give you updates. You sign up for the updates, and we'll send you emails whenever you need to know something about the show, whether it be a brand new Shriner that we're listing on the site, or maybe news about a brand new affiliate for the show. It'll all come into your email box if you sign up for the updates at freetalklive.com. New York police and federal agents raided the home of a Bangladeshi Muslim family because, well, there's really no reason why they raided their home. There was no warrant. They just barged on in, took the girl's computer.
We don't need no warrants.
Took their 16-year-old daughter's computer and discovered that she had written herself an essay. And in this essay, she was talking about suicide bombing. And in this essay about suicide bombing, the part that they just couldn't apparently comprehend, the feds, was that she was taking a position
against
suicide bombing. But they said that she could very well be an imminent threat to the security of the United States based upon evidence that they plan to become suicide bombers. And now they're holding her in a Homeland Security jail cell somewhere in the state of Pennsylvania. 16 years old. And they got her 16-year-old friend as
well. Yeah, friend, apparently. You know, I think that one thing is for sure here is the lesson's been taught to these Pakistanis for trusting the police to fix any freaking problem at all.
Yeah, this is what you get when you... it's like when you pull a fire alarm.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, your house is on fire, right? You pull the fire alarm. Okay, you're going to get firemen showing up. But once they arrive,
You are in no control over that situation.
Right.
You cannot guarantee that the firemen are going to destroy your house
yeah,
as they
not
save
chop
it.
Open doors.
Yeah,
or...
yeah. They don't. You don't know what these guys are going to do. And in the same way, you don't know what kind of a Pandora's box you will open up by calling the police into your domestic situation. In this case, the parents called them to settle down an argument between
right.
themselves.
Child
and
was
girl.
Unruly, which
right.
certainly happens with teenagers. And they called the cops to settle it,
right.
and look what they got. Their daughter's been locked up for a month now?
Yes.
And her friend?
Yeah.
For Homeland Security issues that don't exist? That no reasonable
yeah.
adult would be able to figure out?
By the way, the quacking guy just called back in and gave the board operator a good burping, apparently. Even in Patriot Act era America, alleged fantasies of martyrdom aren't a crime. So Homeland Security's Immigration and Customs Enforcement is holding both girls as illegal immigrants, one for entering the U.S. without an inspection. The other for overstaying her visa.
What they inspect them for.
And even that charge rests on razor-thin ice. Quote, "This is a girl who has been in this country since she was 2 years old," the Guinean girl's teacher says, ditto for the one from Bangladesh. Holding kids accountable for the actions of their parents is crazy, which is why immigration authorities don't usually do it. But now they have an excuse. Two-year-old babies don't wait across the Rio Grande or overstay their visas. Deporting American teenagers, American in every way that matters, to countries that they've never even visited, is equally insane.
Yes.
I'd be the first to applaud the FBI if they'd arrested two proven would-be suicide bombers before they'd had the chance to strike, but if they have the evidence to that effect, they should make it public and bring charges in open court. That's
what are they talking about? Due process?
Yeah.
That person's clearly treasonous.
Right.
Lock them up, too.
You know, that silly old Constitution and Bill of Rights. When this story first broke, I didn't write about it because I assumed that a public outcry would soon lead to its reasonable resolution. Sadly,
my mistake.
This has not happened. And as I pointed out, we'd not heard about it up until this point.
No,
and this is over a month old. Homes searched without a warrant. Kids thrown in prison for thoughts real and imagined, people's lives destroyed by an out-of-control federal government. Will Americans speak up for that right? And then he says, call your congressman and senator, as though that's actually going to do anything.
I think in this case it will. I mean, if there's enough outcry in this case, I mean, that's all this case is missing is the light of day.
Well, we're doing our part here, so a very sad story from New York City, two 16-year-old girls arrested by the feds. They're protecting us, Manwich, from all these... potential terrorists, these little girls.
Hmm.
Are there a lot of female suicide bombers in
it's
the Middle
growing.
East?
It's growing. It certainly
right.
could happen. But, it, I mean, you could... But it doesn't sound like they have any evidence.
Considering we've had a big, fat zero suicide bombers here in the United States, with the exception, of course, of 9/11. But, I mean, as far as just a singular person going up to an out-of-door area with people and blowing themselves up, we've had zero of those. I find it highly unlikely that the first one, if we do have one, is going to be a woman.
I don't think that that's what we would base our opinions on.
No,
what
but
based
I'm just
on
saying.
Is there is no evidence here.
No.
They acted
There's
without warrant.
To the contrary, as
yeah,
a matter of fact.
It just doesn't make any damn sense.
They're out of control. And Johnson was pointing out to me over instant message the other night that apparently the... incidences of wiretaps in this country
gone up 19%.
Yeah, and that's over what the last year?
Yes, in 2004.
And apparently, every single one of them gets approved.
Oh yeah, and there was not a single wiretap disapproved in 2004. Tell me the Patriot Act doesn't have some kind of effect on your daily life. Well, they're reading your emails and listening in your phone conversations.
But man, you don't have anything to hide, do you? Do you? Huh?
I wonder. If it wasn't for, there's so many weird news stories out there.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if it wasn't for the drug war, I would say, I don't really care. Let's catch the murderers and the robbers and all that other stuff. But this war on terrorism, they've once again gone crazy.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
They're locking up little Bangladeshi girls for writing essays about not committing suicide.
Not that you're going to catch a murderer with a phone tap anyway, really.
I don't know whether you could or not, but you could get bank robbers that way.
800-259-9231. Man, what's up? What do we got coming up here for the final moments of the program?
I got a kind of a funny story about how the government gummed itself up.
Oh, good. Government incompetence. Coming up, 800-259-9231. Or you can bring up whatever you want. 800-259-9231. This is your show, and it is Free Talk Live. And this one's going out to This one's going out to our friend out there. Our mysterious friend.
You love your coffee, don't you? Every morning, every afternoon, you couldn't live without it. Unfortunately, with every good thing, there's a little guilt. Are you putting the right thing in your body? Well, the solution is here. How about healthy coffee? Now you can enjoy guilt-free, healthy coffee from New Concepts. Choose from nutritious classic black coffee made from coffee beans and high-quality Ganoderma extract that has been documented to have extraordinary health benefits. Or indulge in a daily cup of mocha for that chocolate flavor. Made with a luscious combination of premium coffee beans and Ganoderma extract. Specially blended to give you an authentic, creamy coffee. Need an extra energy boost? Try ginseng coffee, combining Ganoderma extract and ginseng, resulting in an exotic, decadent flavor. All coffee beverages are naturally low in caffeine. New Concepts also offers delectable teas and other delicious beverages for the whole family. Call now and experience guilt-free, healthy coffees or teas from New Concepts by calling toll-free 888-439-3652, 888-439-3652, or shop at new-concepts.com.
I want you to take a moment to think about moving out of your home, uprooting your family, uprooting your career, changing your whole life. Thought about it? It's quite a commitment, isn't it? I'd like you to think about this, too. Do you feel like we're rapidly losing our civil liberties with each passing day? Does this worry you? Does it bother you that our politicians don't even read many of the laws they sign? Thousands of members of the Free State Project have made that commitment to change their lives by gathering 20,000 people with a plan to move to New Hampshire to remind the world that freedom works. When we reduce the size, scope, and expense of government, you and your family will be free to run your life and run your business as you see fit. With the Free State Project, you can have liberty in your lifetime. For more information on the Free State Project, please visit our website, freestateproject.org, or call toll-free at 1-888-532-4604. That's 888-532-4604. Or freestateproject.org.
So what's in your shampoo, bath soap, and dish soap? Chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodiums, formaldehydes, etc.? Read the labels. Inhaling exposure can lead to coughing, wheezing, shortness of breath, headache, and nausea. Also may be irritating the skin and mucous membranes and cause you to seek medical help. Perfumes, also known as fragrance on a label, can indicate the presence of thousands of separate ingredients. Now, just by one example, here's what's in my Calben Pure Soap Shampoo. It's all natural, earth-friendly, it contains extra virgin cocoa butter oils and vegetable protein oils. No harsh chemicals, no animal tallow or testing. So what are you waiting for? Call now, 1-800-340-7091, and find out how a family of four can save over $1,000 per year on all their cleaning products with Calben Pure Soaps. Call Calben toll-free at 1-800-340-7091. That's 800-340-7091, or visit CalbenPureSoap.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231, and log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231. You take control of the show. 800-259-9231, and you can bring up anything you want, political, personal. And we're here until 10 o'clock Eastern Time, so just a few more moments remaining, but still enough time for your call, if you make them. And you can also join us online at freetalklive.com. We got live streaming there when we're on the air, a broadband version and the dial-up version as well. That's all free at freetalklive.com. Matt, which way are we going in the remaining moments here?
Well, I got a little story out of Pennsylvania. It's called, I'll just read it to you. All Chuck Pascal wanted to do was challenge a $5 parking ticket. But his victory in a Butler, Pennsylvania court has sent shockwaves through the state and led some towns to suspend writing tickets.
Really?
Pascal showed that Butler was in violation, that Pascal being the guy, Butler being the city, was in violation of a state law that requires parking meters to be certified as accurate every 3 years.
Oh?
Now cities and towns are clamoring for the state's division of weights and measures to certify their meters. We lost our money! We don't have anybody who's taking our money!
Because the lazy bureaucrats in the certification department just haven't been coming around certifying the meters.
Not fast enough.
Way to go, dude. You definitely deserve some applause.
I don't know, sure. Because he kind of used the government to gum itself up, and
right.
If it wasn't for their own regulation on themselves. Like, I don't support government regulations.
Right.
So they regulated themselves, and
it's brilliant.
I don't know whether I really agree with the whole tactic. I don't disagree, certainly, but I'm
the dude's trying to get out
totally
of a ticket.
Support it.
He was trying to get out of a ticket.
Yeah,
and I think it's just a brilliant way to do it. He had turned the government on itself, and that's one of the useful functions of a government. And it's barely useful, but apparently in this case it was. One of the neat things about government offices is they don't get along very well.
No, they don't.
One police department in one county does not get along with the police department in the next county. Usually, they don't. They're not very good at sharing information. That's why if you're a wanted criminal, it's a good idea to leave the area where you committed your crime.
Surprise! Surprise! Surprise!
Because unless there's a nationwide manhunt on you, the other guys just aren't that good at sharing information. And the government bureaucracies are constantly, I don't know if it's certainly not competition in the way that the market has competition, but there is some modicum of competitiveness and dislike within one government bureaucracy for another government bureaucracy. And that's why the FBI did not work well with the CIA and, mm-hmm. and vice versa, because they just don't get along. They're like cats and dogs. Yeah, basically. And so he took that concept and used it to his benefit, and now apparently the benefit to everyone who parks in those cities.
Yep. Now let me tell you, finish the story up, and then we can go on. The division, which has to inspect everything from gasoline pumps to delicatessen sales, this would be the Division of Weights and Measures, excuse me, is overwhelmed. Of course, they're incompetent.
Need more money.
But Butler has, that's the city, has stopped writing tickets until its meters are certified. So has Erie at a cost of $2,000 a day in fines.
Ooh.
They're not getting their $2,000 a day. At least two dozen municipalities are waiting for certification.
And what's, this is Indiana?
No, this is Pennsylvania.
Erie, Pennsylvania.
No, it's just all over in Pennsylvania.
Very good. That's fantastic.
It sent shockwaves after all.
Excellent job, Mr. Whoever you are.
His name's Chuck Pascal.
Congratulations, Chuck. 1-800-259-9231. So this has been another fun and exciting Saturday night edition of Free Talk Live, and we do it every week. We do, actually, 6 nights a week of live radio, Monday through Friday from 8 until 10 o'clock Eastern Time. Of course, you can join us every Saturday night as well from 7 until 10 o'clock Eastern Time. And if we're not on your local station every day of the week, call them up and let them know you want to hear more Free Talk Live. And, of course, it's Vinny in here with you.
And Manwich.
And you can always join us in the meantime before Monday night at 8 o'clock Eastern online at freetalklive.com. Have a great weekend.